We go back to the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 back in February, and, you know, every now and then this topic pops up again because we continue to have results come in from the efforts we did surrounding that race. And one of the things that was really important to me this year was that we added a retail component to the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 campaign. And so those kind of numbers, they take a little time to come back, but I'm pretty excited about where they are. So we use an online platform called Chicory. It's not really a shopping program. It sort of is, but what happens is when people are online searching recipes and things like that, it's one of those services that delivers ads to those shoppers. And so through Chicory, we were able to work with Kroger. They're a big nationwide retailer, and so we were targeting, of course, their shoppers. And we had a few states pull together some funds to activate this e-commerce campaign. We had about $75,000 was our spend. And now that we're getting those numbers back, we're just seeing that not only did the campaign reach 5 million impressions, but the dollar figure in sales is what knocked my socks off. So I told you $75,000 was our investment amount, and that turned $982,000 in beef sales that fast. That's a return on investment of $13 to 1. So again, these are beef checkoff dollars. 75,000 beef checkoff dollars resulted in $982,000 in beef sales. And what's even cooler in that is the way we are able to look at those buyers. So 33% of the buyers that were purchasing beef were new beef buyers. That means they had never put beef in their online shopping cart in all of their visits to the Kroger retailer. 12% were return buyers, means they hadn't bought beef in 12 months or more. So to me, really exciting. You know, these folks were delivered ads that were targeted around the race. If when we backed up a couple of weeks prior, they were also targeted around that big football game. And so to look at that and go, wow, that's a really fast return on investment. But more impressive, we were able to capture new buyers. 45% of our buyers overall were either brand new buyers or they were returning buyers, hadn't bought in 12 months. So really, I couldn't be more pleased with results like that.